This goes to Dr. Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L, USALA. It's U-S like Sam, A-L-A. Fax 989-463-1534. Regarding Anne, A-N-N, middle initial M like Maria, Early, E-A-R-L-Y. Date of birth is December 25th, 1951. Dear Dr. USALA, this is a consultation for Mrs. Early, who was sent for evaluation of chronic kidney disease, stage 3B, that's noted with lab reports going back to August 27th of 2024. The patient believes that she's had kidney function in the with EFGR in the 40s for many, many years, she states. And she's not ever seen, she has not seen a nephrologist to date and has had no symptoms currently ever of chronic kidney disease. She states that her blood sugars are actually very well controlled with her insulin pump and diet and exercise. She's very careful with counting carbohydrates for diet and measuring portion sizes, and her weight is actually very stable. She has not had any hospitalizations or procedures recently. She states that she was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in her early 20s. She does have problems with her eyes, but no problems with neuropathy of any extremity. Occasionally, she has back pain that resolves with Tylenol use. Blood pressure is usually well controlled, slightly higher when she's in the doctor's office, but usually when checked at home, 130 to 140 over 70 to 80, she believes. No chest pain or palpitations, no dyspnea, cough, or sputum production, no dizziness, no history of stroke or TIA, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, no constipation, diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear, no cloudiness, foaminess, or blood, no history of kidney stones or UTIs. She does have a known cystocele when she's had her annual PAP exams, but generally that does not cause any problems, no pain or discomfort. No peripheral edema, no ulcerations, no claudication of extremities. Past medical history is significant for type 1 diabetes, diabetic retinopathy, hyperparathyroidism, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, osteopenia, cystocele, and hyperalpha lipoproteinuria was listed. Past surgical history, she's had a tonsillectomy as a young child. She had a total abdominal hysterectomy and bilateral salping ophrectomy. She's had colonoscopies. She had a right trigger finger tendon repair many years ago and several recent injections with steroids, which have resolved the problem. And she had a calcified lesion of her thyroid removed several years ago also. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. She does not use vaping material. She does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. She is married and retired. Family history is significant for cancer and diabetes. Review of systems as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, no known drug allergies. Medications, Norvasc, 2.5 milligram daily. Losartan with hydrochlorothiazide, 100/25, one daily. Pravastatin is 20 milligram daily. Insulin, regular insulin per insulin pump. CoQ10, 200 milligram daily. Turmeric is 2,250 milligram daily. She takes a cramp defense supplement of 70 milligram daily. She takes multivitamin daily and magnesium supplement daily, low-dose aspirin daily. Physical exam, height 65 inches, weight 159 pounds, Pulse was 84 and blood pressure left arm sitting. Large adult cuff is 140 over 74. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is pink and clear. Midline uvula and tonsils are surgically absent. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. No lymphadenopathy, no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular, no murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no enlarged liver or spleen, no palpable masses, no pulsatile areas, no ascites. Extremities, no edema, no ulcerations or lesions, brisk capillary refill, and full sensation and motion in feet, toes, ankles, legs. Lab studies, most recent lab studies were done February 26th, 2026. Creatinine was 1.35, estimated GFR 41, 10/10 of 25, creatinine 1.22, GFR 47, 6/13/25, creatinine 1.21, GFR 47, and August 27, 24, creatinine 1.3, GFR 44. Other lab studies on 2/26/26, normal electrolytes, calcium 10, albumin 4.2, liver enzymes normal. The albumin to creatinine ratio in the urine is normal at 11. Last hemoglobin A1C was 6/13 of 25, was 6.7. And her hemoglobin on 2/25/26, 12.1, normal white count and normal platelet levels. Assessment and plan, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, and levels have been stable over the last 2 years. We will have her repeat all labs now, and we'll check a urinalysis and a protein-to-creatinine ratio. We also will check ferritin, folic acid, B12, parathyroid hormone, and iron studies. She also will be scheduled for a kidney ultrasound with post-void bladder scan, and that will be done June 26th in Mount Pleasant. And we've asked her to check blood pressures at home, the goal being 130 to 100, or from between 100 and 130, and 60 to 80 when checked. And she will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.